everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan and Mike Haynes here with you, and good to be back on the pod side of things here. Don't forget, we do our show live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch us on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Live, let's see, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So we're brought through my Twitter account, at Callahan on Air. Mike is also on Twitter, at BusterTheDog33. And you can follow us there. And if you like the podcast, please subscribe through whatever means you get your pods. We're pretty much everywhere at this point. Mike, so
yes,
we have so much going on this week, as always. Some things that we're going to get into today really center around the Chicago Blackhawks. They finally made a decision at general manager, and they're going to hire Kyle Davidson, take off the interim tag. Number one, a great story, and you're going to tell us about that here in just a moment. But also, number two, all of a sudden, Kyle Davidson, not that he's inheriting these as a surprise, but there's a lot of choices facing the Blackhawks coming up.
You know, it's a, to me, it's a feel-good story. And it's personal a little bit to me because I've got a son that's going off to college next year. And his goal in life is to become a general manager in the National Hockey League. And you think, well, that's impossible for some kid who, you know, doesn't have a dad who played in the NHL. He's not going to ever play pro hockey. What chance does he have? And here you've got a guy, he's currently only 33 years old. And that tells you how old I am when I go, well, he's only 33.
Right.
Yeah, but he's only 33, but he started as an intern doing video work with the Chicago Blackhawks. And let's face it, Chicago's an original six, the third largest city in the United States. And the Blackhawks in the last 10 years have been one of the most premier teams in the league. And you think, well, the Blackhawks are going to bring in, you know, a big time name and get this going. And certainly they did a thorough job of interviewing. And we're thinking, well, do we even bring in somebody from the Cubs? Do we go outside of hockey? They brought in some big names to interview. And yet, one of the most impressive things was when they had the original press conference announcing Kyle Davidson as the new as the general manager as an interim months ago, he was really impressive in that press conference, the way he carried himself, the way he talked. And I think he impressed a lot of people. But it's not like the Blackhawks have suddenly taken off and joined, you know, the top tier teams in the races. But I think he certainly has done a great job, well enough that management is going to keep him as GM. But my thing is, you know what, for all those people who think, you know what, that just seems like an impossible situation, I don't know, it's a feel-good story to me. Here's a kid, when he originally started, who eventually becomes the GM, and he is a guy that is living his dream. I just think it's wonderful. Now, Tom, I'll hand it back to you and go, oh boy, does he have some mountains to climb with this team. He's got some big time decisions to make what he's going to do, because it's hard when you have so much success, you want to hold on to some of these guys, but yet in the past, but yet it's obvious that it's time to move on.
For all the fans, Mike, who, and look, we know fan bases do this. When somebody has success, especially in your division, and I saw this primarily in Nashville, but your fans very quickly get used to rooting against that particular entity. So right now, there are plenty of fans looking at the Blackhawks and laughing because they won their three cups. But now, in the last 5 years, they've made the playoffs once. They don't have a first-round pick this year. And they have a lot of guys who could be on the move this year. And Dominic Kubalik, Dylan Strome have been mentioned. Of course, Marc-Andre Fleury's name is always coming up. Calvin DeHaan. I don't think Seth Jones is going anywhere because I gave up this year's first rounder for him. And he's not the problem, quite honestly. The problem is they went for broke and it paid off. But a big name who I haven't mentioned is another guy they're going to have to figure out is Patrick Kane.
Yes.
That's the biggest decision looming on the horizon. So those are not that Fleury wouldn't be a big name that would command a nice little sum coming back. But at this point, if you're the Blackhawks, I think no franchise has been more primed for a rebuild. Because just situationally with the external lawsuits, and everything going on. Like, there's been such a cloud over this franchise for the last couple of years. Now you've got a new guy with a chance to kind of make some moves to, and certainly he's going to put his own stamp on the team, right? That's what everybody does. So Kyle Davidson, this is your team now. What direction are you going to take them? But I think the first guy he needs to sit down with is Patrick Kane. Not so much Fleury, but Kane, and here's why. Kane is the guy who has been Mr. Blackhawk, who along with Taves has been there for those three cup rings, but I'll go ahead and say this. I don't think Taves is tradable, but Kane is certainly tradable.
Yes, and would garner a lot coming back. So you have a decision to make, and you and I have had this discussion regarding several players in the league. But most recently on Sunday, we were talking about Claude Giroux, and I took the side of, who cares if he wants to get to 1,000 games with your team? You owe it to your fans and the other players and your franchise to get the most you can. If you've got to trade Giroux now to get the most back, you do it. So I took that side. And then, you know, we've talked about other players in this situation. Sidney Crosby, I was all for trade him. I have less sense of loyalty to these players, but I don't know why I have a soft spot for Patrick Kane. I just really, really love watching him play. I mean, he really is in my top three players in the NHL currently that I just go, I just want to watch him play the game. And what he's done for Chicago, I know it feels like I'm being hypocritical to my other stories where you go, well, it makes sense to trade Kane now, get as much back as you can, because you're not going to win for another 5 years again. It's going to take you that long to rebuild it. And the pieces you get back for Kane, you're going to want high draft choices. You're going to want prospects. Those take time to develop. That's what you're getting. That's what you want for Fleury and some of those other names that you said. So I know I'm being a little hypocritical here, but oh my goodness, he's just so loved here in Chicago. Sure. And he just, I guess I'm being a little more personal about it than I am with Giroux or Crosby, because I don't give a darn about those guys. But Kane, I do. And so I'd be sad to see him go.
I would trade Kane. If I were Chicago, just
no heart. You just have no heart, do you?
I have no heart. But here's the other reason why. And with a franchise that has slowly dismantled its cup years, you still have Jonathan Taves. Mm-hmm. And Taves is the guy who, you know, reluctant face of the franchise or not, the captain, he's been at the fore of all this, and he's kind of tied to it throughout. I mean, they both have giant albatross contracts. But I think Kane's is more palatable because you know you'll be able to bring him in if you can do your cap gymnastics, and he's going to score. You know, he's going to make plays.
He can still play. Dozen teams can't play anymore.
Absolutely.
He can't play.
Yeah. And so
at that contract level, he cannot play.
Right. Yeah, Taves is not worth his money anymore. I don't know that he ever was, but I think they felt they had to give it to him. That said, so he's the guy I keep in Chicago. Because once you move Kane's money off the books, this is the other thing, Mike, is you might be able to bring in some younger players, like a Chychrun, with some term that is a team-friendly deal, and then you have them as the core that you begin to build around now. Perhaps talk extension, and you'll have the money available for a player like that. Now, the real question is, where does Patrick Kane want to go? How much influence will he have, and what relationship does he have with Kyle Davidson, who started as an intern when Kane was winning his first cup? Mm-hmm. You know, so what kind of relationship is there between those two? And that's kind of my question is, we're seeing what the Hawks are doing with Fleury, and they've shown a willingness, despite Fleury's no trade team list being 10 teams, they're going to do right by Marc-Andre Fleury. That leads me to believe they would also try to do right by Patrick Kane and not ship him to Arizona, you know, and not ship him to, I don't know, pick another basement dweller. I feel like they're going to try to put him in a situation where he could legitimately win another cup. The problem is, of all the teams, quick look at the standings, Mike, everybody who's up there, no one's got the room. for Patrick Kane. So,
wouldn't you make room for Patrick Kane?
Come on, hard. So if you're Toronto, let me put Toronto out there.
What a fun team for him to be on.
If he goes to Toronto, they almost have to send Tavares back to Chicago.
Well, or let you just do put somebody on long-term IR.
There's always that.
Because you're down to if let's say you wait another month. What do you get after the trade deadline? What are you going to have left? 20 games left in the season, roughly. So can you put somebody on long term for 20 games, and then he comes back for the playoffs? You make that Kane trade. Do you think now you would know this better than I? Do you think Kane has any nostalgic bone in his body and would like to maybe go back to Buffalo?
So it's funny. I have actually had a conversation with Kane about Buffalo when I was first going to Nashville, and he was still a young kid then. And I said, hey, you're from Buffalo, right? He goes, yeah. I said, what part? And he told me where. I'm not going to go too deep into it. This is just us talking. But turns out my parents and his parents don't live that far apart. We both knew the neighborhood, and we chatted about that a little bit. And I think about the same thing with Rob Gronkowski and Patrick Kane and all these athletes who are from a certain area. And Buffalo is one of those places where we kind of joke it's good to be from. But as you get older, there are a lot of positives to growing up in a place like that. And now, if you're having a family and maybe wanting to be around your own family and that kind of thing, that can make an impact on you. Now, do I think Patrick Kane is dying to go to a Buffalo Sabres team that needs help? Let's just put it that way. They need help. And they need more help than Patrick Kane. Maybe there's no more Eichel there. The chance to play with a player of that caliber, not so much. But they do have other young draft picks, and they have some good, exciting young defensemen. They need a goalie, but they could also fit him. They could also find a way to do the cap dance and get him in there. So if he is at all nostalgic to go there. And just real quick, just based on cap space, here are the teams, Mike, that right now projected cap space could afford him. Buffalo, Detroit. Columbus is one of them. New Jersey might have to do a little maneuvering. Believe it or not, the Rangers. Anaheim has a ton of cap space. You want to talk about a team that needs an injection right now and maybe playing with some seriously talented young players, is that, maybe be in the sunshine in the Los Angeles market. Seattle's got a lot of cap space, but I don't know that they're really on the table. Obviously Arizona. And then, believe it or not, Nashville. Nashville's got a decent amount of cap space as well. As we're looking ahead towards next year. I mean, ideally, do the gymnastics this year, you make it fit. But then for next year, those are the teams that right now, I think, could make it work just purely based on money. Well, so if you're I don't think he goes to Nashville because you don't trade him in the division. You just don't.
How about that with the Rangers? That would be fun to have.
Rich Drury is sharp, and he's looking to add.
That's a guy. Now, certainly, in Chicago, that's a great market. If you want to market yourself, that's a great place to be. If you're a sports star, one of the greatest places to be. But there's nothing like New York. And
no.
You want to go there and be a star in New York? Woo, boy, you did write your ticket there. That would be if I'm Kane, I would put that one on my short list. Yeah, I'll go to the Rangers because that's a team that's up and coming too. It's a good team. It's a really good team. They're going to be contending. And that would be a place where you could go. And there's no doubt that Kane likes to be the star. And that's a place to go. I like that. That would be, if I'm Kane, that's my pick. I'm going to the Rangers.
And there's a lot of good possibilities there. Again, I look at Anaheim. I know that's kind of not on anybody's radar, but Anaheim's got the goalie, and Anaheim kind of looks like they're slowing down a little bit, and they were being carried by some rookies. Now you put a Patrick Kane out there who can help carry and should lead, quite frankly, the goal scoring load for those guys. That's an awful tempting move. Of course, it depends. If you're the Hawks, what do you want coming back? You want young players. You want prospects. Yeah. Well, the Ducks, have some pretty good young players, but could you get them to come off any of them? I don't know. And again, that's the other thing with a trade for any of these guys. Is the other team willing to meet your asking price? So
yeah,
that's
that's why I go back to the Rangers. They're closer, Rangers, to contending for the Stanley Cup than the Ducks are. That's a team that would be willing to roll the dice a little bit more than Anaheim's still building things, I understand what you're saying, but boy, they're. I just think he moves to the top of the list for me now. If this is actually, if they come to the decision that they've got to move him, he moves right past Kessel, right past Giroux, but he moves past everybody and becomes the number one person that you would want to have right now at trade deadline. He's by far number one.
By the way, it's interesting, Mike. I was just looking at Kane's contract. It's already year 7 of 8 on this deal. I didn't realize we were that far into it.
Yes. It's not that horrible. And he's still playing at a level where now, is he playing at $11 million? I don't know. But you put him on a good team, maybe his game goes right back up. And then you've got 3 years left. It's not a horrible contract for him, I don't think.
His fancy stats numbers aren't the best, but he's playing on not a great team. But at the end of the day, if you want to look at and even, look past the minus 21, he still has 53 points in 50 games. He's a point a game guy. I don't know anyone who doesn't want that.
In today's NHL, that's gold. That's gold now in the NHL. And let's also face it. I know GMs don't think this way. I wish they did, but he puts people in the seats. He gets people to tune in. He is one of just a handful of people in the NHL that you go, I want to watch him play. Maybe I'm just talking personally, but I don't think I am. I think he's on the short list of players that when they're on the ice, you can't take your eyes off. You just never know what he's going to do. He's exciting. He's innovative. He uses imagination. He does things that nobody else in the league can do. Tom, to me, that's worth something. That's an excitement added to your team besides just points. It's just something that you're talking about this guy and he's doing things that you've never seen before. I just think that's worth some money in today's NHL.
Well, and Mike, if you are nostalgic, to go back a little closer to home, but not exactly to home, if you're him, maybe New York is that compromise. Maybe New York is the place. You say, I'll go play for the Rangers. And, be in New York City and you're not that far from your family and friends that you grew up with, but you're not home and you're in one of the brightest spotlights you could possibly be. Not that he wasn't in Chicago, because the Hawks ruled that town during their cup runs.
My goodness. It was magical what those guys, they could do anything in that town. They own that town, as you said. But there's nothing like New York City. Nothing. Chicago's wonderful, but there's nothing like New York City.
Yep. So Kyle Davidson has a lot of decisions coming up. Do you think, Mike, he's going to be very active? Do you see Chicago being a big-time seller, or do they save some of this maybe for the draft, or do you really try to push things out the door now at the deadline?
Well, I think this emboldens him. He's now take off that interim tag, and now it's his team. That has to embolden you. Now, all along, I'm sure he's had a plan, but now they've given the keys to the castle now and said, okay, it's yours. And my guess would be it's the kid in the candy store now. Now I've got my plan. Let's start right now. Let's make some moves. Let's dance. So I wouldn't be surprised to see things start happening if he can. Again, it takes two, it takes another team to deal with it. But his number now, the number one thing he's got to do now is figure out the Kane situation. That's your number one priority. Because is he staying? And that's $11 million every year that we're paying this guy? Or are we dealing him right now and getting a lot back And then second, you gotta deal with the Fleury. Fleury's going. Let's face it. You know, unless you just can't get any, unless people are just shorthand you and they won't give you anything in return, then you just gotta hold on. Then you gotta bite it. But I think the hockey world will be shocked if Fleury's not going. So I'm sure right now, Davidson, after this announcement today, that his phone must just be going off like crazy with people now wanting to deal with him.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Good for him. Good for Kyle Davidson, yeah, working his way up through the ranks. And
it's a great story.
Has some really, really big decisions to make in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So the Blackhawks are a team that we're going to be keeping an eye on, I'm sure, right up through the trade deadline, just as we will with a bunch of other teams. But there will be so much talk about the Blackhawks and interested suitors. I'm really, really pretty excited to see how this is all going to pan out. And you know what? It's not a delicate thing to dismantle a championship franchise. Half of it's already gone, and that's the other thing, is he doesn't have to be the GM who makes the first unpopular move that signals this is over. Fans mm-hmm. already know it's over.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not going to have that, well, we still got one good run in us. No, you don't.
No.
You haven't.
And you know, those are good hockey fans. They're not dumb. You're not selling this to fans that don't get the game. They understand.
Doesn't mean they're not passionate about it and don't want to
give
up.
Of course.
There's always that guy. This is our year. Man, no, it's not, but this is our year. You know, you always have that guy.
Yeah. All we need is get in the playoffs. Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah, sure. That's right. We just need a chance. We get in as the 8 seed. It doesn't matter.
The Kings did it.
Yeah.
I know. Yep.
Well, that's a good overview of what the Blackhawks have coming up here. So it'll be interesting to see what direction Chicago goes. But congratulations to Kyle Beach and being named the full-time GM. Man, that's... No, only 33 years old. That's crazy. That's just crazy to me, Mike. We're getting old. That's what it means. Yep.
I know.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to hire us to be hockey GMs, we are available. Just reach out to us on Twitter at Callahan on Air, at Buster the Dog 33. And we look forward to hearing your comments as well. And please, if you like the podcast, follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We appreciate you being here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.